Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, game day returns today on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Arsenal against Newcastle. That one at 12:30. Arsenal, of course, were beaten 4-0 by Liverpool last Saturday. But Mikel Arteta has been speaking to TalkSport and says the team just need to move on and improve against Newcastle. Well, I mean, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
I really like the reaction that we had already in the dressing room at Anfield after the game, and how some players took leadership and described what happened in a really honest way and look forward. This is not something that in a season is never going to be like this. There are always bumps in the road, there are results, there are injuries, there are issues that you have to deal with, and I really like how the team has reacted through the week.
Here comes the corner kick from Richie, deep to the far post. Lascelles tries to get something on it. Who goes? Brilliant goal! Callum Wilson! Oh, what an overhead kick! Newcastle have been under pressure, but out of nothing, they get themselves level.
Obviously, there are some changes happening there. You can see the momentum that it's building. It's different. You see the last game that they played as well. You see some different things. New manager, new coaching staff. So let's be prepared. I admire Eddie for what he's done in the league, his style of play. I know the coaching staff well as well, so I'm sure they will be fully prepared.
Sticking with Newcastle, or Newcastle, today will be Eddie Howe's first match on the touchline as manager after he tested negative for COVID yesterday. Hurrah! Vice-captain Jonjo Shelvey has been speaking to the media and praised the impact Howe's had since arriving at the club.
I think he's hit the ground running. He's got everyone on board here straight away. And it can be a bit nerve-wracking for a player in terms of a new manager coming in because you don't know where you stand and stuff like that. But he's been spot on with me. And you speaking to the other lads, training's gone through the roof. It's a lot more intensive and it's just good. And everyone's just looking forward to working with him.
You'd never think we're bottom of the table with obviously the atmosphere that's here. But I can only put that down to probably the new management coming in and the training being given a lift and just the people actually want to attack. Do you know what I mean? So we're you just never think that it's a team that's on the bottom of the table, and we know that there's enough in that dressing room to get us out of the situation we're in.
Now, Brighton host Leeds later on today. Leeds. That game will be live and exclusive on TalkSport at 5:30. We'll hear from the Seagulls manager Graham Potter shortly, but first, here's the Leeds winger Jack Harrison explaining what's gone wrong for them this season. Well, I could tell you, actually, you keep losing.
I think we've been a little bit unfortunate with some results. I think there were some results at the start of the year where We could have gotten 3 points, but we only came away with a draw, or we somehow managed to lose. And then on top of that, I think we've been really unfortunate with injuries as well. We've had a lot more at the start of the season than we had before. So we've lost a lot of important players, big players of the squad. So other players have had to come in, and it's been tough. Really, you can see the way we play is it's not quite the same as what it was, but I think the last few games has been good. We've been getting back to where we were, and trying to improve on performances.
Every team brings its own something to the league. That's what makes it so interesting. And it's about understanding what each team brings. And I think the thing with Leeds is it's just so authentic. It's so clear. And they've had an amazing journey with Marcelo there and promotion and a big club like Leeds United with that support and belief behind them. I think they're always going to be a fantastic opponent in the Premier League. So it's a game that you have to look forward to. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get an intensity that is really impressive, and you have to stand up to that.
Now, Ralf Rangnick is reportedly set to be appointed as Manchester United interim manager very shortly. Yesterday, European football expert Julien Laurent joined Nathalie Sawyer and Simon Jordan on TalkSport to discuss the appointment, which he called a brave move.
The fascinating thing with Rangnick, and it's really a fascinating call that they've made, a choice, and some would say a brave one, because it's a 6 month stint, but this guy is a builder. He's a planner. He's a long-term guy, not just a six-month fixed job guy. So it's fascinating to see, because he's got such a strong identity of intensity, high press, aggressive press, counter press, all those things that take time to implement to a squad, especially a squad who was not doing any of it before under the former manager. So it's going to be very interesting to see how long it takes him to implement all of that. This is a big guy. We're not talking of a random dude that the Glazers found and Edward would find. He's one of the greats in what he does. So it's fascinating to see how he does that.
Well, Rangnick isn't at United yet, and Michael Carrick remains in charge for now. Manchester United face Chelsea at Stamford Bridge tomorrow, and Carrick told TalkSport his focus is only on the match, not on his future. Future.
To be honest, from my point of view, not a lot, really. Speculation and reports. So, as I'm sitting here now, I'm preparing the team for the game, really. My head's on the game. I haven't got any more news to share with you on that front. I'm just looking forward to getting down to London and playing against Chelsea. I think, as you can appreciate, this week's been quite busy already. And again, as I said before, really, I haven't really had time to think. I haven't given it much thought. I think my focus has been on preparing the team as best as I can. You know, it's a huge responsibility that I have personally at the moment to do that, and I'm giving everything I can for that. And anything after Sunday is not in my thoughts at the moment.
Crystal Palace take on Aston Villa this afternoon at 3 p.m. and that game is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. It sees two Premier League icons come up against each other as managers, Patrick Vieira and Steven Gerrard. They've both been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the match. Let's hear from both of them, starting with Patrick Vieira.
We had a couple of challenges, and I don't know if we are the surprise team of the league so far, but we believe on the way that we want to play, and I have a really good group of players who are prepared to work hard and sacrifice themselves for the good of the team and for the good of the football club. That is really interesting and really good. Then after, we know that, you know, the season is so long and you're going up and down, and at the moment we are in a really good period, and the challenge and the difficulties now is to maintain that level. And the challenge to myself and to the players is about how long can we maintain the quality of the football that we're playing, and then it will be interesting to see as well how we will react when we're going to go through a difficult period. So it's too early to talk about success or to talk about how well we are doing. We are doing well, but it's still too long to be satisfied with what we're doing so far.
I've faced him actually before in a pre-season friendly when he was manager at Nice and I was up at Rangers. He's a man I've got a lot of admiration and respect for. First and foremost, as a player, I had many battles against Patrick. Some highs, some lows, but he's certainly a player that you could really go and compete against, and you could kick him, you could fight him, you could compete against him, and he'd shake your hand after the game. He was a top, top footballer and one of the toughest battles I ever faced in terms of being a player. I expect the same to be the case from the side. I know he's a winner. I know he's a competitor. He started the job off at Crystal Palace really, really well. He's changed the style. I must say, Roy Hodgson done a fantastic job prior, but he seems to have built on all that good work, gone a lot younger in his recruitment, difference in his style, and he's got his team flying high at the moment. So it's going to be a tough test. We've got a lot of respect for the fixture coming ahead, but we want to try and build on our good work this week as well.
Now, sticking with Palace against Villa, Majestic was joined by Rory Jennings and Colton Palmer on Game Day Countdown yesterday. They spoke about Vieira and Gerrard and asked who is the bigger legend.
Don't get me wrong, I've got so much admiration for him. He drove Liverpool on, he was a fantastic footballer, player. But for me, and it's just a personal opinion, I would say Patrick Vieira.
See, everything I've heard there, I agree with. I totally agree that Patrick Vieira was sensational, the dazzling footballer. But I do think that Steven Gerrard just edges it. Just in terms of...
Based on what?
Well, Steven Gerrard carried Liverpool, didn't he? Steven Gerrard made Liverpool a force when they actually weren't.
Patrick
one.
Vieira revolutionised Arsenal.
I mean, he was part of a revolution at Arsenal, but that's not the same thing.
Wenger said that was his most important signing.
He knitted the whole thing together, Patrick Vieira. Without Patrick Vieira, they don't become the Invincibles. That's as simple as it is. Whereas if you look at
Steven Gerrard, they don't win a European Cup.
Oh, no, and I totally agree with you. By the way, can I say this again at the start? Both of them are legends.
We're choosing between Ronaldo versus Messi.
But if you're asking me to choose, right? And by the way, Stevie is English. So, normally I'd be biased and go with Stevie G. And if you're asking me, I'd like to, if I was a manager, the two of them together in one side would complement each other because of the way they played. And it would be phenomenal to have the two of them in one side.
Do you not think that Steven Gerrard just had more to his game? Like, he played in a variety of different positions, didn't he? At one point he was scoring loads of goals, then he dropped deep, he's played on both wings. I think at one point he played fullback.
Have you seen Patrick Vieira play? He doesn't play centre midfield. He drops into the back four. He could be behind the front two. He could be on the right-hand side, left-hand side. I remember tackling him one time. I was told to do a man-to-man with him. I thought I was in the dressing room at one point. Do you know what I mean?
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun. Darren Bent, of course, joined me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time yesterday. And assistant producer Brian was on hand to discuss his attempts at messaging a girl he met in the pub on Thursday night. Here's the life of Brian.
You met someone in the pub. We went out for a drink last night. You met someone in the pub. We won't reveal her name, but you swapped Instagrams, right?
Yep.
And you said you'd DM her.
I did.
Right. Well, you DM'd her in the meeting room.
I did.
Have you got your DM there?
I'll open it up.
Read it out. What did you say?
Hi, it's Brian. I had a lovely evening last night. Did you? Brian.
You put your name twice?
Yeah, just like, yeah, see it off.
You put your name at the top and at the bottom?
She didn't reply. That was at 2:30. Half an hour later, I sent another one.
You haven't sent another one?
Double DM'd.
Oh, no one DM'd.
Is that not good?
No.
She might have missed it, though. She
might have missed it.
I can't remember what she'd done for work, but it sounded she was busy.
All right.
I said, hi, Brian again.
Yeah.
Sorry to trouble you.
You put Brian again. Yeah.
Just checking you got my first DM, and in brackets, direct message. I don't know, she might not have understood it. And then
you
I said...
direct message in brackets? In brackets,
after DM, yeah.
Right.
And then hit me back, and then that call emoji,
The call. What one?
The one, is that call me back, that emoji? Hi again.
This is the third
one.
Why are you doing this? She was really nice.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure she's now. Hi again.
Why are you not sure she's now?
Because she's not replying. Brian here.
You said your name again?
Yeah.
Even though it comes up with your name in the
DM? Formal. I'm old school. I know you're probably busy, but I can't help but notice that you've been online.
Oh my God, this... Brian, that sounds like you're stalking her.
Does it?
Why have you done that?
Doesn't sound like stalking, it sounds like Paul.
It's a bit creepy, mate. I can't help you've been online.
But you could have told me this before.
Right, go on.
Just spoke about you on the radio, LOL.
What's
laugh?
Let me just laugh out loud.
Yeah, I thought, yeah.
Laugh, but yeah.
Explanation mark.
What did you call it?
Explanation mark.
Explanation mark.
Is that not it?
Go on,
carry on. Tune in. 18.89 or download the TalkSport app.
You've not told us to tune in and download the app.
Yeah.
Why have you done that?
Can listen back on the app. There's been a reply.
Is there?
There has.
Okay. Never ever talk to me again.
Do you want to hear it?
Turn the music down.
So she said, hi Brian. Sorry, I had a bit to drink last night. I can't remember our conversation. But thanks for telling me about the TalkSport app. It's so quick and easy. You can hear brilliant podcasts such as Fight of My Life and Fight Night Boxing Podcast. You can also easily swipe between TalkSport and TalkSport 2. She blocked me.
Yeah.
I tried to send a fourth and it wouldn't go through.
Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. A reminder again that game day returns today and TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Arsenal against Newcastle, that one at 12:30. Brighton against Leeds at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Preston against Fulham at 12:30 and Palace against Aston Villa, that's at 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar. That's Monday night from 10 p.m. on TalkSport alongside, of course, the fun boy. There will obviously be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.